First of all, I want to encourage my brother, Honorable Kyagulanyi Ssentamu, the leader of the opposition in Uganda, if he wants at all to take power in Uganda, to concentrate on mobilizing Ugandans to support him, not to malign President Museveni, not to malign Ugandans before other countries, because that will not help him. And those people will not make him president of Uganda. We very much know and we are aware that he has been getting support from the Western part of the world to host President Museveni, but he can use such resources to come and convince not to malign Ugandans because President Museveni, General Muhoozi, have not done anything to him except to defeat him in an election.
But the NUP leader accused President Museveni and his top leadership in participating in egregious human rights abuses and corruption.
Honorable Kyagulanyi Ssentamu knows it very well that he is the leader of the opposition in Uganda and he appoints the leader of opposition in parliament. The leader of opposition in parliament is not appointed alone, he's appointed alongside with the chairperson Public Accounts Committee, COSACE, and other accountability committees in parliament. I want him to ask those people he appointed in parliament to head those accountability committees, to ask those corrupt people to appear before them and they are exposed. If they are found guilty, they should either refund what they have stolen from Ugandans or be arrested because he has the powers as the leader of opposition to expose the corrupt.
His call comes after the Speaker of Parliament and other officials from the NRA were sanctioned by the UK over similar issues of corruption and human rights abuses.
The Speaker of Parliament is not involved in any corruption scandal in Uganda. Unless the UK government wants to say that these sanctions have been put on the speaker for chairing a sitting that passed the anti-homosexuality bill, which was assented to by His Excellency the President. Because when they say that the Speaker of Parliament was involved in corruption scandals, like taking the iron sheets that were belonging to the Karamoja people, many people, including the Vice President, the Prime Minister, and other ministers, were involved in this scandal. How come they are handpicking, they have picked only the right honorable speaker among all these people, and they leave others out? Yet there are even those who are before court, whose cases are before court.
The Anti-Homosexuality Act that you talked about was moved by Asuman Basalirwa. He is not sanctioned yet, so Robert Kyagulanyi feels that it's not explainable because it really defeats the purpose of the accusation that you are leveling against Robert Kyagulanyi and the sanctions.
If you have been following political events in Uganda, Robert Kyagulanyi Ssentamu was in Bujiri at Honorable Basalirwa's constituency, and he was complaining about Honorable Basalirwa to have betrayed the cause. Which cause has he betrayed? Fighting the homosexuals in Uganda? And he stated before that this law was brought by President Museveni, which means he thinks Basalirwa was used by President Museveni and the Speaker of Parliament, who vehemently came out and said, we are not going to accept the homosexuals to take over Uganda. So whoever says that sanctions have not been put on Basalirwa but on other people is just trying to mislead Ugandans that Kyagulanyi is not supporting the homosexuals. That's where he gets all the money he uses in his political activism, and therefore he's using these Western powers to put sanctions on Ugandans. I have told you, if True is fighting corruption, he appoints chairpersons on all accountability committees. Which case has he asked his chairpersons to handle, and they have not handled?